more, but I'm going to wait till, you know.
All right, so I'll hold my phone.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Oh, how wonderful how it resounded in the tabernacle. It is a blessing for us to be here today with you. And we really appreciate your becoming part of our community. A community of sisters. ACOMA, Rochester's African American Women's Gospel Choir. Our ranks include members from more than 19 churches. We have more than 40 active members. And our name, ACOMA, is an Akan name, and it stands for patience, endurance, consistency, and faithfulness. I'll be back with you later to share more information about us, but we're anxious to get started. We want to join in fellowship with you. Yes. Praise the Lord. Yes. All right.
Thank you.
Get your blessing.
Get your blessing.
Get It's yours.
A car.
It's yours.
It's yours.
Yeah. never. These old problems. just won't worry. I just won't fret, cause I'm never. Ooh, I'll take all my old cares and my worries to the altar in prayer. Oh, I won't have to worry. I won't have to fret, cause I have the Lord on my side. Ooh, 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 ooh. Never.
Hallelujah. Come on, let's give the choir another hand. Amen. Amen. Never alone. Amen. You all enjoying yourself so far? Yeah.
As I said earlier, we certainly do appreciate and we're grateful for your allowing us to become a part of your community as you become a part of ours. As I said earlier, we are a sisterhood. And what you have just witnessed is our ministry. We have dedicated ourselves to bring the good news, the gospel about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is part of our mission to do that through song and oratory. I stand in today in the absence of our esteemed executive founding director, Dr. Arlette Miller Smith. She is unable to be with us this evening because of health reasons, but her spirit resounds through all of these sisters. It was her vision that we started, I think, with 17 sisters. And this is our 19th year of being in the ministry. And during the course of this ministry, the Lord has blessed us that we have been able to grant endowments in excess of $80,000 in scholarships. Part of our mission is to provide educational opportunity and financial support to young African American young women who are graduating this year and who will be attending college. I would imagine that many of you have children, grandchildren, and other relatives who have attended college who are going to school. And I think we can all testify that it costs a whole lot more than it used to cost. I don't want to give my age up, but when I attended college, 1 year tuition equaled what some of our dear students pay for books. So that we ask your support in not only allowing us to join with you in worship, but remembering the struggle of those young people who are attempting to advance their educational process. And I will share with you just before we started to sing. I'm all right. Just before we started to sing, our, Myrtle, what's your title? What's your title? The treasurer, our esteemed treasurer.
pass me this lovely packet. You'll notice it's pink, right? Myrtle, I can't read that. Myrtle simply said to me, there are donation forms inside. So I just want you to know, we actually have official forms that you may use tonight, if you wish, to make a donation. And it is all self-explanatory here, and we'll just have it right here on the piano. Don't be shy. We will welcome your coming up and just, you know, greeting us and chatting with us. And if one of us at some time might lead you over to the pink folder, you'll know why. I see a number of Acoma sisters, I believe, and I say that in the present tense because once an Acoma sister, always an Acoma sister. So if you wouldn't mind just standing now, please. Our sister standing here to my right is Sister Karen Summers, who is our immediate past executive music director. And Sister Gloria, would you please stand? She had asked that I do this just to gain a little respite for the choir, but I'm having her to stand because she is deserving. Sister Gloria Brooks. Sister Gloria agreed, this is her second year. She agreed to take on this posse as our current executive music director. And you can imagine when I said we have more than 40 active members from 19 different churches, and you know that would include denominations and generally I would say opinions and thoughts about a whole lot of business. But one thing for sure, we stand as one in this ministry. We stand as one in this ministry. So I want to just share a few details about the scholarship so that you will know. As I said, we are looking for young African American women who are graduating this year and who will be attending college in September. Actually, we're looking for legacies. We're looking for women who have already demonstrated a commitment to their churches and their communities, because that's what we're all about. Our scholarship applications are available through high school guidance counselor offices, church offices, as well as the Acoma website, www.acoma.org. Encourage folks, you know, to apply. It is highly competitive, but we want everyone possible to take advantage of this particular opportunity. Now I think I've said enough. Sister Glory has given me the nod to say, we're ready to come out the gate one more time. Welcome, Acoma. As the choir comes, I was reminded that our annual scholarship concert will be the second Saturday in June, and it will be at the Bethel Community Life Center. So we look forward to seeing you there, and just check out the website for other information about us. And I also understand that there is a free will offering basket at the entrance, so you may make donations there also. Thank you so much again. Appreciate you.
Tragedies are commonplace, all kinds of diseases, people are slipping away. Economy's down, people can't get enough pay. As for me, all I can say is thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. Yeah, yeah. Folks without home, they're out in the street, and the drug habit, some say, they just can't beat. Muggers and robbers, no place seems to be safe, but you've been my protection every step of the way. I want to say thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. Another number with a tragic end, but you didn't see fit to let none of these things be. Every day by your power, you keep on keeping me.
Thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me.
Hey, it could have been me.
Thank you.
Outdoors.
Thank
no food and no clothes, or just alone without one friend, or just another number with a tragic end. But you didn't see fit to let none of these things be. Every day by your power, you keep on keeping me. Could have been dead, sleeping in my grave, but you made my enemies behave. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. thank you, Lord. I've got to say thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I could have been lost in my fear, but you quickened my heart, and I want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mercy, a brand new mercy. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. I've got to say thank you. Thank you. I thank you, Lord. I want to say thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
For picking me up, placing my feet on solid ground. Thank you.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I'm going to say thank you. Thank you. Can you help me say thank you? Thank you.
Thank you.
When you can't see your way, and you feel that you have gone astray, do
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. How many doors have God opened for us that we thought were shut? Hallelujah. The scriptures say whatever door he opens, no man can shut. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I just want to share that the other day when I was on my knees praying before the Lord and thinking about this concert today, and the Lord spoke to my heart and said, don't ever end the concert without a time of prayer.
Amen.
And so I said, well, okay, how am I going to do this? And I spoke with Pastor Melissa, and she's going to come up, and she's going to say a word of prayer before we close our concert.
Amen.
And then after our prayer, we will have our last song called the Fellowship Medley. And if you want to stand on your feet, because I know some of you haven't had a chance to actually stand up yet, might not be part of your tradition, but you know you can get out of that today. We got denominations of all kinds up here. So if you want to stand up on your feet on this last song, feel free to do so. But we must acknowledge the Lord and have a time of prayer, because some song may have touched somebody's heart today.
So I would invite you to be on your feet now. It's good to get the blood flowing. We can do that. That's all right. And we thank you. We thank you for being with us. It is our honor and our blessing to have you in this space. It feels like the bricks were made for these voices. So thank you for filling this house of prayer. Let us join in a time of prayer. Great God of harmony and grace, we lift up to you the melodies of our hearts and give you thanks for the humility you strike in each of our lives. We give thanks for the echoes of grace lifted up in the voices of the women of Acoma this afternoon, for the faithfulness in sharing your good news in all they say and sing and do. Holy God, may all our lives come together in such grace-filled harmony to serve you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, now and always. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. How many of you enjoyed the concert tonight? Hallelujah. So when you leave here, you're leaving here on a spiritual high and say that you have a testimony that God has been good to you. Hallelujah. We thank you for coming. We thank you for coming. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Thank you.
Fall back on me. Now here.